Why don't we just start off with, can you just kind of sum up the regular season for me? Obviously, I know record, there's not a record in terms of like basketball, but it seems like you guys have had a very, very good regular season.
Yeah, our season so far has been pretty good. It's definitely gone by really, really fast. But we've only lost a couple duels so far, and our team overall has been pushing hard and making sure we're all conditioned and working hard in the room and outside the room as well, too, getting more practices in and everything like that.
Perfect. Well, obviously, here in sports, you want to be playing your best as you come to postseason play, and I feel like that's what you guys are doing. You had the great showing at the Ronthon. You've been in a couple of duels, and now to get set for postseason play, where do you think, or how do you think that momentum starting to carry you guys?
I just think, this is our final step to do good at regionals and do good at state. So we're just like coming together at practice and working on what we need to work on. And even though it's pretty quick, we just tech things up and we're not learning anything new. We're just doing what we do and getting out of there.
Perfect. That actually leads me right into my next question. Obviously, at this point, you're probably not doing anything new. So how important is it to fine tune that little stuff to make sure that you're perfecting all, whether it's a specific move that you have or just any specific wrestling move? How important is it to make sure all that is perfect?
Yeah, just make sure you practice it, like everything as best as you can. Because like working on new moves right now and learning new things, is there's no point because we got two competitions left, and you want to do what you've been having success with for the year. So make sure you practice that as much as you can in the room, and that's basically what we're doing, just doing what we do.
Well, how important now is the mental focus? Obviously, you're not going to really fix anything or do anything much on the physical side of things. So mentally, how important is it to make sure that you are staying true to the task at hand each and every day, not only leading up to the tournament, but when tournament play gets here?
Well, mental is right now is a big piece of it because, as you said, the physical part has already passed us. And so mental part is just staying confident and just going out there and doing our best and having confidence in ourselves and our teammates.
And then I was talking to Trey Smith a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking to me about the importance of conditioning, and in a way I never thought of it. Unlike most sports, you can win a wrestling match in the first period. You don't have to wait until the final whistle like in most sports. So how important is conditioning in this sport where you can go out and get a pin 10, 15, 20 seconds in?
I believe that conditioning is the most important part of wrestling, one of the most important part of wrestling, just because that's what wins you a lot of matches, especially taking it to the third. A lot of people get sloppy, and if you're in good position and you're in good condition, you'll win that match easily as if someone wasn't in good condition. So it's very important.
And then how would you describe this core group of guys? There's a couple of guys in this room that have been together for the last couple of years. How hungry, how great is it, and how much do you enjoy being with this group?
It's really fun, especially because a lot of my friends and my practice partners have been the same throughout high school, and it will continue to be the same until I graduate. So it's nice to see how they've gotten better and see how they've made me better. And and we're all close together, so it's not nobody new, really. It's just it's like a big family, basically.
How about from your viewpoint, who are some of the guys that you think are some names to watch for here this postseason?
Definitely Grayson Boudry and Trey Smith, and Ty Peterson's doing good this year too. Honestly, a lot of people are doing really good this year, so I'm proud of our team a lot.
How about right now? You kind of already touched on it, but give me kind of the main focus at practice. What are you guys really doing here in these next couple of days prior to Friday's regional?
We're just making sure that everything we're doing is perfect, and our shots are perfect, our finishes are perfect, our top and bottom moves are perfect. Just that's what we're doing. We're just going over those over and over again.
And then obviously you guys have been in a bunch of duels. I know Friday, the regional, it's just one day. You don't have the multiple days. So do you feel like having a couple of duels prepares you for Friday, knowing it's just going to be that one day, it's going to be go, go, go type of thing? Do you think that helps at all?
Yeah, duels are really nice to get just at least another practice match in, because if we just had a whole week off, then we wouldn't be in competition for a couple of weeks. So duels are really nice, even though they don't have as much practice as like a normal tournament would, but they're still better than anything, so that's good.
Well, how about an X-Factor difference maker? What do you think is going to be that difference for Cody Bronk Wrestling to have a successful postseason?
Can you repeat that again?
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. How about, is there anything that you think this crew needs to do, or is there maybe a difference maker? Is there an X factor? Is there something specific that has to happen for you guys to be successful?
Just make sure that we all show up to practice and show up to regionals and show up to state and put in our best work that we can and have confidence. Confidence is key, and making sure we stay up, we go to practice so we are state conditioned.
All right, well, that's all I got for you. Thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.